China egg.
China egg?
Have you ever, you never heard that?
I've never heard that term before.
Well, what did you used to carry water in?
Well, depending upon what the purpose for using it was, if I were going to the field to work, we might carry it in a water jug. But if we were going to use some for pouring in a wash tub that you would take a bath in, we'd call it a water bucket.
All right, now, what would that be made of? A water bucket?
A water bucket? I guess in early times it would probably be made of wood, but the ones that I'm familiar with would be made of metal.
But you still call them a water bucket. Right. What would you carry milk in, say, that same kind of container?
Milk bucket?
Well, are there different kinds of buckets and shapes and sizes of buckets?
There are different sizes and shapes too, I guess.
What are some of them?
The ones that I'd be familiar with would be mostly tin type buckets, which would vary in size from, say, 1 to 5 gallons.
But so would they be bigger at the top or bigger at the bottom? Or
what? Be larger at the top than it would be at the bottom.
Do they have something to carry them with?
A handle.
Well, have you ever heard of something, a tin one called something else?
Maybe a milk pail.
Well, is a pail and a bucket the same thing?
In my way of thinking, it would be.
And what about other ones, like plastic or something? Have you ever seen any other kind?
Yeah, today I think you find them in all descriptions, shapes, and sizes. They use buckets now for storing various types of chemicals. In fact, they use little plastic buckets for, I just remember here during the summer and buying some chemicals for the swimming pool, in which they use chlorine. And they put it up in little plastic buckets that are colorful, you know, maybe yellow or orange or whatever.
Well, did you ever have something like that, not necessarily one for the swimming pool, but that kind of container, that you might keep in the kitchen and you can scrape the plates into it to feed to the hogs?
We never did, but I think I've been exposed to areas where they did this, and they would call this a slop bucket.
And what kind of container would that be? Describe it.
It'd probably be a large metal bucket, such as we've been talking about. That was, you know, larger at the top than it was at the bottom, and would hold probably, you know, a good quantity. Maybe we'd be talking about a 5 gallon bucket size here.
Would it be made out of wood or metal or what?
Metal.
Well, what kind of cooking utensils would you have in your kitchen since we're headed that way with the slop bucket?
Well, you'd have all kind of pots and pans and pressure cookers, I guess. One of the most recent ones now is a crock pot, which is not usually on the stove or... but it's a plug-in type. It's slow cooking for a long period of time at low heat.
Well,